This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Superdon, you got to take over. I just was handed on the break there as the music began. My wife walks into my studio. Did you see what she did? Were you watching?
But I know it's going to have something to do with food or something, right?
Yep, an organic butternut chocolate chip banana muffin. I've eaten half of it in the opening, and I just want to finish it, so I just want you to talk the rest of the hour so I don't have to. This is just like, obviously, we didn't humble brag because I didn't annoy my wife. She still loves me, and she brought me that muffin.
You
right
know,
before
it
we
is
there.
Such a pain that you have to eat all of these delicious things on the air all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm going to be smacking my lip. Yeah. Hear that? Ooh, that's yummy. Oh, man. All right, well, let's see. I know we got to go into some pretty serious topics, and we're going to get there. But, you know, if you guys want to share any recipes with us on here, maybe I could share my wife's recipe for this organic banana nut. What do they call this? Chocolate chip muffin. Yeah.
We could do a separate organic pastry and muffin cooking show.
Oh, dude, and it's still hot. I mean, it's smoking.
All right,
my
enough.
First bite. No, not enough.
Enough.
Never enough.
Jeez.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do a cooking show. I want to, now that I'm eating this, I want a cook show. All right, hold on. I'm going to have some yerba mate. Wash it down.
Yes. Mm. All right. You
makes
know,
for
somebody,
great radio.
Who was it that we know, good friend of ours of the show, so mm-hmm. good that I can't remember his name at the moment, but that was doing an organic cooking show on the Internet? You remember?
There was somebody doing an organic cooking show on the Internet?
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Was it Nick?
Brannigan.
Brannigan, yes.
Yeah, in Vegas, our vegan buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or our buddy who happens to be vegan, because I don't want to be called, what is it if you're a vegist, right? I'm not going to be called vegist.
A vegist. Because,
right, if you're racist, you're a vegist, right? No,
oh,
I don't hate
I
vegans.
See.
I love gotcha. Vegans. In fact, I've been vegan before, so.
Yes.
Folks, if you eat lower on the food chain, whether you're vegan or not, you're going to be benefited by that. I'm just going to say it the way Liam Sheff used to describe it. He was on. So this hour, I know we've got a lot of questions of the day we're going to try and get to as well. But before we get there, we warned you about the flu shots, things like that. Jeffrey Jackson was on last hour. But now the warning has to do with the treatment for the flu. Let's say you've manifested it. Not that they actually know how to diagnose you, because most of the time, and I don't mean that like he's just exaggerating a little, 85% of the time they diagnose you with flu, you probably don't have the flu, according to peer-reviewed literature. So what are they giving you Tamiflu for? Even at the 15%, what would be the basis for taking Tamiflu? Now, some of you will say, well, I want to reduce the length of my symptoms, the duration of my symptoms. Well, the peer-reviewed literature said at best you could expect half a day. Unless you suffer from 6 days, now you're going to suffer 5.5. But at what cost? And I don't mean the cost of the drug, what you monetarily throw out there if you're not covered by insurance schemes. But what would be the cost if things go awry because of the direct effects of Tamiflu that they call side effects could end up in your or your child's death? You think I'm exaggerating? Give a listen to this latest news story.
Like so many others, it was a flu diagnosis that came with a choice, whether or not to take Tamiflu. But an Allen family, who wants to remain anonymous, says the side effects on their six-year-old were stunning. Hallucinations, running away from school, and an attempt, they believe, to hurt herself.
So this would be where we cue the I told you so music. Because I've been saying this, and it isn't my information. It's information we glean from the peer-reviewed literature and others who've reported on it as well. And reports out of Japan many years ago. I recall this clear as day, Superdon, that we covered stories of these aberrant, strange manifestations of people on Tamiflu. Excuse me, where they would, like, in the middle of the night, wake up and climb out of their second-story window and walk across traffic and get hit by a bus. I mean, how do you write side effects like that into the insert? But that was what was happening, and the warning went out. Yet you still have doctors saying, well, yeah, but I've never seen it happen. Well, what if the next kid you prescribe Tamiflu, it happens to that kid? Was it worth it? The half day in fury that is saved? And in many cases, it's not even that. Honestly, that's a question I'm asking. But there's more from the news story. Let's learn what happened recently.
Second story window was opened, which was in her bedroom, and she was used her desk to climb up onto it, and then she was about to jump out the window when my wife came up and grabbed her.
They took her to the hospital, where a doctor informed them that nervous system problems, including psychosis, can be a very rare side effect of Tamiflu.
And so if this family, rather than accepting willingly the Tamiflu prescription, said, you know what, Doc? We refuse Tamiflu. We've read about it, and it is not good. The doctor might have prescribed them an SSRI for, what is it, defiance disorder, ODD. What is that one? Defiance disorder? You remember
it? Oppositional defiance.
Thank you, Super D. I couldn't even think of it. It was just so hard. But yeah, you think about that, right? You would have been diagnosed with a problem that they would have given you a drug for because you refused to take the drug or your kid that they want to give to your kid. In this case, in fact, exactly what I've described before. I don't know why. I mean, of all the weird side effects of a drug, with direct effect they don't like, they open the window, climb out of 2 second-story windows. It's not the first time that specific side effect has been reported. I mean, well, one guy did that. No, we're talking repeat. What is it about? What do they program into the pill to have people go, now open your window, climb out the, you know, that's just.
No, look, and if you remember, Robert, this was, I want to say it was 2007 or 2008 when we were covering this, and there were a number of deaths, correct me if I'm wrong, that they recorded in Japan.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Of them taking this, and it was, yeah, and it was like literally there were kids that were running out into the street in front of cars, right? After they'd taken the Tamiflu. And, you know, there was all kinds of controversy. The Cochrane people did a review on the Tamiflu and found that it literally was having no effect as far as the flu, very little effect, if any, and was causing these kids to go and try and jump in front of a bus.
Yeah. Let's learn about more of this interaction from this news story covering it.
Emergency room physician, Dr. Glenn Hardesty.
It can happen. Less than 1% is what's listed in the data sheet. So I've been in practice 20 years, and I haven't seen that particular complication.
It is written in the fine print, and Dr. Hardesty says there's always a chance of a side effect with any drug. The little girl's parents say they wish they had known.
Informed consent, folks. They wish they had known. Now, fortunately, the story is not a disaster because they stopped this girl from going out the second-story window. But my gosh, can you imagine reading kid falls out second-story window and dies because she was on Tamiflu?
Or would they blame it on the flu?
Or would they blame? Yeah, you're right. Just psychosis, neurosis from the flu. No, it's
death,
the treatment.
Right?
And the doctor, the ER doctor, said, well, I haven't seen this particular complication. I've heard about it. I haven't seen it. Right? And I'm not blaming this ER doc because the ER doc's responding to it. But the doctors that are willing to prescribe this for kids, how do they know the kid, your kid, this kid is going to be the one or not the one? They don't know. And they think that, well, it's an educated guess. It's not even an educated, it's nothing educated about it. If you're not given fully informed consent, so where do they finale on this?
I don't think the 16 hours of symptom relief from the flu is worth the possible side effects that we went through.
His message for parents, do your homework before taking Tamiflu.
Know that side effects are there for a reason. They're written down for a reason. I guess they can happen. And we got the short end of the stick.
The short end of the stick. No, you got the direct effect of the drug in your daughter that you didn't want, but you didn't even know that it could be a possibility because the doctor didn't tell you. And you know, this is why you can't rely on doctors. They're not going to. It's 3 minute medicine, right? Now, this is not me doctor bashing because I recognize their system is. Let me just say it's effed up without getting thrown off the radio. The system that they're in is effed up. They got third-party interveners that direct them what they can and can't do, how much time they can actually spend with a patient. Then the rest of the time, they or their staff are having to do paperwork for third-party insurers, usually government-sanctioned, or for the government's validation process. Remember we had a story about a pediatrician, or was she a pediatrician or just a country doctor up in Massachusetts? Remember from Poland, an old lady? Mm-hmm. And she she said, I'm not playing this computer game with you guys. And then they took away her license.
No, and she appealed. She appealed and was denied again. They just said, because you won't use a computer,
folks,
you can't be a doctor.
Moms and dads, you got to get smarter about this. If you're relying on Flexner Report, educated, indoctrinated, programmed, medical, degreed professionals, you are asking for trouble more often than you're asking for help. Outside of emergency trauma, ER docs can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. It's an absolute disaster, an absolute mess, resulting in more deaths than most of these diseases are actually causing, right? Iatrogenic deaths contribute, in fact, to what they then blame on disease deaths, because the doctors are causing these diseases. Side effects that they don't like, manifesting as psychosis, they'll say, oh, it was a death by suicide, something like that. Who knows where this is going, but I will say, moms and dads, please, tell your friends. Tell everybody. If listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Read Natural News. Go to the independent media on this, because you're not, even the story that you heard from the mainstream media doesn't then go, well, shouldn't we be looking into homeopathic remedies? Colloidal silver? No, there's no focus on other options. We're going to give you those other options. We do all of the time here, including the multi-strain flu relief by our good buddy Dr. Frank King at King Bio, drkings.com. Check it out. You got a lot of options. By the way, real quick, there's a story here as we're wrapping up the opening segment. Chuck Grassley is apparently investigating vaccine corruption in the unsanctioned experimental herpes vaccine human research trial. Again, more vaccine chicanery, if I could say it that way. You've got some real disastrous things they call science and no informed consent. Experimenting, whether it be Tuskegee or otherwise. Vaccines, no placebo-controlled studies. Grassley, where you been? I know you're a nice guy, but man, where have you been?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm eating my muffin. I had my muffin and ate it too. How's that, man? You can have your muffin and eat it too on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dude, that's it. That's our new slogan. Okay. The power to heal is yours. That's so passe, right? Have your muffin and eat it too on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Organic chocolate chips. Organic bananas, organic walnuts. Oh, my gosh. Where do we go from here? I know. Let's go here.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I guess a few is the operative word, although a few technically means eight, I think, or more than eight. I'm not sure. We got three. All right. Let's be accurate here. This one's coming from Leslie Ann, and she submitted this through Facebook. So it's like sometimes y'all be careful about we got all these places we have to monitor. And if we don't get to you right away, be patient. Although I think I responded pretty quickly here. She says, do you have any suggestions for children with sensory processing disorder? One is age 12. My daughter is 12. And the other is age 5. All right, here we go. Now, there's a lot more backstory to this that she ended up adding in. She talked about a book titled The Out of Sync Child. And they talk about characteristics of sensory processing disorder and how her older child kind of fits some of these descriptions. Now, there are some history of vaccinations in this child. Good news is the mom here has said to me that they're on organic, clean food. That's great. But the vaccines as a get-go starting point are of concern to me anytime I hear of sensory processing disorder, because we know of the impact on the gastrointestinal tract. We know of the impact on the neurological system directly and indirectly through the GI tract. So anytime you get even one shot, you don't know which is the one. Just like with the Tamiflu. You don't know which kid is the one that's going to drop out of the window and cross the street in the middle of the night. There's no analysis. There's no testing done. That's why to say that vaccines should be outlawed. By the way, Super D, we're almost up on the outlaw vaccine shirt contest deadline. If anybody's, if we have any more room for people that want to win.
Week. So if you're not familiar with the rules, it's on YouTube, and you got another day or so.
Yeah. So, you know, my semblance of a response, and I don't have a lot of time to go into this, and so we can chat more off the air, Leslie. The CBD for me is number one in terms of getting an immediate response in terms of sensory processing, any neurological issue. But it isn't the only thing I would do. But I would say if it's a child that's out of control, and there are certainly elements of this that are really aggravating, as I see if you describe this behavior, repetitive behaviors, asking questions that the child already knows the answer to. And I don't know that they're necessarily trying to annoy you, but who wouldn't be annoyed by that? Or anybody around them, and that's a crime, because this little kid probably can't control this behavior. And so we got to look at, how do we calm the neurology? How do we calm the nervous system? And essential fats, saturated fats, CBD in conjunction, always is what I look to in terms of calming the inflammation, calming the misfiring. Now, we talk about key minerals. They're just as important for your 12-year-old as they are your 5-year-old. Adequate whole food selenium, adequate chromium. Right? Blood sugar metabolism and energy utilization by the brain and nervous system. And the silica being critical for the silicon chip. So this falls into the realm of everything I'm going to be lecturing on this year, talking about anything neurologically related, which this does. Now, if there is gastrointestinal inflammation, if there's sluggish elimination, we've got to correct that, whether it's using the Silver Allo protocol for child dosing, or whether it's just a probiotic replenishment in an otherwise healthy GI tract. We've got to replenish the good bacteria, the microbiome. And the Silver Allo protocol could set the stage for that as well. But I would say homeopathically, there are neurological or nervous system formulas that you can get from King Bio, and these are things that can help and not hurt. And they're comprehensive formulas, so you don't have to worry about, well, do I need this remedy or this remedy? It's all pre-done for you. So there's no downside to that as another adjunct, Leslie, if you haven't tried that. So go with that to start. You've already got the clean diet. Keep them hydrated. Maybe you can get an Echo Water system, and they can drink the Echo Water. The hydrogen will also facilitate antioxidant potential of the other things like selenium, and indeed accelerate or potentiate in and of its own interaction directly with the body, brain, and nervous system. We've seen that. Leptin, ghrelin, hunger hormones, endocrine function, so many things that could be at play here. I don't know about other heavy metal burdens. You'd have to analyze that, like what we talk about with Dr. Vitar. If that plays a role here, I wouldn't be surprised if it did as well. But the selenium in milder cases can facilitate, along with homeopathy, a gentle movement out of the body, stimulating the body to release this without having to necessarily go with an aggressive intravenous chelation, which in some cases is necessary, but that can be a transformation that is worthwhile pursuing. All right, we got more questions of the day coming up. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, right here on GCN.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those NuGenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does NuGenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use NuGenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, time to interact with you, our humble and lovable, not humble bragging listeners. How would they humble brag about the Robert Scott Bell Show? I listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I'm so excited. No, you wouldn't say how excited you are. You'd have to, I can't figure out this humble brag. I got to get better at it. We're not annoying
you. Probably
enough.
Don't want to get better at it, actually, but.
Well, I like to
just,
be good
we
at
it. Brag
things.
And boast on this show. We don't hold back, right?
We don't hold back. We just let you know what's
That's
going
right.
on. Yeah.
That's
right. So, Leslie gave me some more insight. For those of you who answered a question about the sensory processing disorder, she added that her husband has ulcerative colitis and blinded by the lies of medicine. Again, It doesn't have to be ulcerative colitis, which is a pretty severe diagnosis, but subtle inflammation over time in the guts of children, you know, undiagnosed, unbeknownst to you and the doctor, over time can manifest neurologically. And it doesn't have to be a heavy metal issue. It can be. It doesn't have to be. The point is, if you heal the gut, a lot of things change and transform for the better, which is good. So we got another question of the day coming in. This is from Danielle. She says, my dad's lungs are very bad from working among asbestos for years. Asbestos lungs. He's now suffering with his breathing getting worse and is just about bedridden at this point. I keep reading about silver, and I want to be sure about how long to use it. I've read that after a certain time, the silver particles can accumulate on your lungs, so you shouldn't do it for longer than a month. Is that true? I hope to get an answer. I need to begin this for my dad immediately. Thank you, Danielle. Now, I've been seeing a lot of chat room discussion, not necessarily on the YouTube, but like I'm connected to some other YouTube thing, or no, is it Facebook things, where people ask questions, and sometimes they'll put my name in so I see it. And a lot of it's related to silver. And there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation about silver. Now, granted, a lot of the silver toxicity studies had to do with inhalation due to working in a like a manufacturing environment where you're exposed to silver dust and other things. I mean, we're talking large particulate matter like asbestos, which you don't want to breathe in. But any large particulate matter, it could be problematic for the lungs. What we're talking about and what I'm talking about when I've written about it as well, page 101 of the expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, it's a discussion about lung health and utilizing inclusive of the silver hydrosol. Formal colloidal silver, more pure, more active, lower potency is the wrong word, but lower total parts per million. It's much more potent, but not as much because we don't need as much when we do it the right way. And via nebulizing a 10 ppm, a 23 ppm, you're not risking a scarring of the lungs by debris, right, by large chunky particles. And you're not risking even a negative impact should it bioaccumulate locally. We haven't seen any evidence in the peer review. I haven't in the peer reviewed literature to show that nebulizing a hydrosol form at the low concentrations is doing anything but facilitating immune response, direct immune intervention against microbial challenges, infections, viral, bacterial, or fungal. And if it's fungal, that's pretty bad, man. You've gone way down. That could be cancer-related. But no negative interaction there. There's also the positive aspect that silver's properties among which are inclusive of downregulation of tissue inflammation. So cells that are inflamed, injured, and damaged are taken out of that crisis and simultaneously stimulated into a process of de-differentiation so that we can have a regenerative healing impact locally. So all of the negatives that they throw out of, well, you're going to take that silver hydrosol, got to take it for a day and no more. Well, the broad brush. Is it a fallacy? Is there a broad brush fallacy, Super Don? You're good on fallacies.
It's been a while since I've looked. I don't remember one. I'm sure there's one that would fit there,
though. I bet there is. Painting everything with a broad brush, right? The problem, you see, toxicology has to be very specific. If you talk metal toxicology, we need to know the form the metal is in. Is it the ion? Is it a salt? Is it another compound, right? What are the size of the particles, right? How much total content? All of these things go into the factors to determine toxic potential. And when we're dealing with the hydrosol, we're talking almost homeopathic dosages. I don't have that concern. That's why I've utilized it that way for my children when needed, even nebulizing. And there's a YouTube on me nebulizing. I show you how to do it. So for your dad, long story short, Danielle, no concern. If it was my dad, I absolutely say, yeah, here, let's do it at least three times a day. COPD, all of those things, for all the good reasons. And now, in the book, there are other things I talk about. Homeopathic remedies, lobelia tincture that you would take orally. All of these things should be considered. You know, if it were my dad, I would consider and probably utilize any and all of those things, Danielle. And any other things you know about asbestos detox, if that were the case, and that seems to be the case here. So let's move on to another question of the day related to this substance.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Yeah! Is that a joint, man?
Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Oh, I just got to do a shout-out before we do this question of the day. I just noticed my friend Jim from Minnesota, if he's still up there, talking about longtime listeners, going back to when this show was called Jumpstart Your Health. Before you were around, Super D, before you were a kid in diapers, I was doing Jumpstart Your Health.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago, but...
Right?
And that would have been what, early 2000s?
Yeah, and Jim, I remember you because when one of my visits up to Minnesota... And I don't know if this was pre-George days. George, you have to remind me how long you've been there, because you might have still been there. When I came up and visited GCN, and I actually broadcast my Sunday afternoon show, it was noon to 2 on a Sunday, and I think Jim joined me in the studio just to hang out, and it was a great time. So I do remember that. So that's what kind of bragging is that? That's the right kind of bragging. Let's see. Oh, Roseanne Lindsay mentions network spinal analysis. Yep. You know, network is amazing, and I was introduced to Donnie Epstein years ago when my wife was in college, the school for that, and we met him and many other people. In fact, one of my best buddies still does some work with Donnie, Michael Stern, who we've had on this show. And I hope to one day broadcast from a gate, what they call a gate. Used to call them transformational gates. And it is profound. In an advancement beyond even chiropractic adjustments. He's taken it out beyond the realm of chiropractic. And that's no negative talk about chiropractic. It's just like, wow, man, going even further, which is really awesome. So back to the cannabis update / question of the day. This is from Nikki. Hi, RSB. I have a friend who is on Citalopram HBR 20 milligrams for depression and anxiety. I told her about plus CBD oil, and so she went to a local co-op and bought the 2-ounce bottle of gold, 5 milligrams. And the CBD gold bomb. She has been hoping to get off these drugs cold turkey, but it didn't work. No, never, ever get off a psychiatric drug cold turkey. Please, that is more dangerous than being on the drug. It's the alteration of dosing. And you have to titrate down or off and be very, very careful. Work with somebody on that. She was off her medicine for 2 days before she tried the CBD oil and then 2 days with the CBD oil. Then she started getting withdrawal symptoms and started the meds again. She's taking 15 drops of the CBD oil each morning and has been taking CBD for 7 days now. She doesn't think it's doing anything. I told her not to give up, and I would ask your opinion. Do you think she should take more than the 15 drops or something else? Thanks, Nikki. Nikki, man, I can't definitively say what she should be doing. You understand? But granted that what you've related to me, that she's on these psychiatric meds, and she's trying to come off them. She went off cold turkey. Thank God she's still alive, considering what happens sometimes when they come off these things, worse than Tamiflu. So I would continue to stay the course. Don't look for the miraculous, I'm off and I'm all better. There are a lot of factors associated with depression that may be more than just, well, we thought it was a selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drug deficiency, right? What are the reasons? What are the deficiencies? Essential fats. Right? Certain amino acids, certain heavy metals that are prolific in the body that don't need to be, that have impacted on her state of being, so to speak, how she feels. Can she get on higher doses of CBD? Yeah, I'm not aware of any interaction with the drugs that she's on, but to expect that, you know, that a 5 milligram dose or even a 15, we've seen 30, 300 milligram doses, those are more for cancer kind of interactions, but I don't know definitively what would be the case, but a case like this, I would want somebody to hold her hand. I know that's asking a lot through it, that knows and seen and then works with you or works with people to slowly but safely get them off of the meds and then begin to work up a new program by assessing what really is deficient in her body, which the cannabidiol could help because we know the deficiencies or imbalances, dysfunctions within the endocannabinoid system are very real. But more I've seen with anxiety than out-and-out depression. So what other factors that have brought on this depression? You know, spiritually we talk about a lack of self-identity, self-realization, some might call it, going beyond that to God-realization. I mean, who are you and what are you here for? If you have no earthly idea, it can be depressing. Be honest about that. Depression can also be the result of hypoglycemia, a deficiency of chromium, right? The ability to feed the nourishment, the sugars, the energy that your brain needs, a higher function of the brain. And the simple lack of that can facilitate a depressed state due to exhaustion and fatigue. A lack of exercise. My gosh, I'm not moving enough. It's wintertime, seasonal affective disorder. I'm not getting enough sunshine to facilitate the production of that vital hormone that is called vitamin D, right? So it's more than just the CBD. And I think, Nikki, what you're bringing up is so important because I don't want anybody to overemphasize what we state, the importance of CBD. I don't diminish, but to make it into the panacea, right? It's good for a lot of things. But a case like this, your friend clearly needs more than this. Assess and address it more truly holistically rather than looking at, my gosh, he was on this drug. Let's replace it with this supplement, this CBD. Granted, the CBD is safe relative to what she's on, but at the same time, to expect it to be the, oh, that's all I needed to do. It's much more complex and complicated than that in many and most cases. And I don't have enough information, but if your friend wants to ask questions or relay more to you or to me, happy to follow up on this. It's a fascinating discussion for me. I don't know if it's fascinating to anybody else, Super D, but I like it.
Well, it is. And there are a lot of success stories out there of people doing exactly what this person's trying to do. But you have to keep in mind that when they first prescribe these antidepressants, it's a process where, you know, you start taking the drug and then it gets into your system and then takes hold. So, yes, you've got to taper off. You've got to wean off of it and start replacing it with the CBD and also incorporating these other things to try and deal with the depression. But, yeah, cold turkey, not a good plan.
Yeah, and also detoxification is going to be a big role. We've talked gut health as well. In depression, we see the gut-brain connection. Depression associated with the microbiome imbalances. So, Nikki, again, appreciate your compassion for your friend and reaching out and trying to help. And I'm glad to help out any way we can. But sometimes we need a little bit more help than just the radio dude, the homeopath with an occasional, well, I'll say a silly attitude. But it's serious stuff. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, George, crank it up.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hi, having a pretty good time doing it. I nourished myself, thanks to my wife, with a, what was it called? A organic banana nut chocolate chip muffin.
Yeah,
and you don't have one. Is that humble bragging? Do you remember that? That was an Eddie Murphy one. I got some ice cream. And you
I got
some
McDonald's, yeah.
And then it fell over.
That was the ice cream.
And then it fell over, and that was all that. No, we don't like to do that. We like to have some silly fun here, of course, and had a nice weekend. I actually got to see my buddy Michael Stern. He was in town, and love him and all the folks he's brought into my life, including Dr. Lewis Arendt. Remember him down in Miami? We actually broadcasted from his offices down there. He did that balloon technique where into the sinus cavity, and we'd play it in different areas, and really would transform the skeletal structure and really open things up for people. I got to get him back on, too. I would listen to this show, the things that we cover.
Yeah.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
That is a good sign. If you listen to your own show, then you're either doing really good or just entertaining yourself. One of the
right.
Other.
I don't know. Humble bragging or something. Anyway, I wasn't. Super D, what have we missed? Look, wide open. We were talking about the T-shirt contest. We have room for a few more entries if you want to win the Outlaw Vaccines T-shirt.
Yeah, well, and we did a special YouTube video going over the rules for it. But if you happen to be listening right now and you'd be interested, we've got a number of T-shirts. They're the Outlaw Vaccine T-shirts that we got from Sally Elcordi, which are really cool. And we've got them in different colors. And we've also got some organics products and a brand new car. No, that'd be Oprah. So basically the cliff notes on it, if you call into the toll-free number, which is 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL, and just give us a, you know, what you like about the show, what you like about, you know, any of the messages we've given, any New Year's resolutions, any inspirational messages, whatever, just something, mm-hmm. something positive and inspiring. And leave a message on the toll-free number. We are going to be giving away. We'll bring in the American Idol panel to judge these. And creativity gets you extra points. And we'll be giving away some T-shirts and some stuff this coming week.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I hope that was clear enough.
I think it was pretty clear. 866-939-2355. Leave that message on there, and however you want to submit it, we're welcoming you. And we don't ask for much. In fact, we're asking you to do something fun, and you might get something for free. In fact, we're going to go out of pocket shipping it, and that's okay. I'm not complaining. I'm not humble bragging, but I'm grateful that we have the opportunity and ability to do that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Just keep paying it forward. Tell people about the show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. I know we have a lot of folks that have been with me for years on the Sunday afternoon or morning show, depending on if you're in the East Coast or West Coast. But we in Groundhog Day 2011, and Groundhog Day's coming up next month. It will be 2018 Groundhog. That'll be 7 years. We'll be entering our eighth year since we've gone 6 days a week. And, you know, eventually in that time frame, we, you know, aligned already with GCN and, you know, picked up 6 days a week thanks to Ted Anderson and the crew there. And it's been it's been great. Overall, we've been doing really well.
Can you believe it's been that long?
No. But then again, right. It's hard to believe I have an 18-year-old son.
And, yeah, that's true. That's true. So, 6 days a week.
I don't look a day over half a century, so we're okay. We're okay. Humble bragging.
No, that wasn't really humble bragging. That was just bragging. You got to work on your humble bragging.
I suck at that. But, you know, it's always good to have something to work on, right? You got to improve something along the way. So,
indeed. So,
have you found your mission and purpose in life, Super Don? Or are you depressed?
I am not depressed. My mission and purpose in life is to be glad that I'm breathing another day and do this show. That's kind of
it's humble, right now. It's simple.
Yeah, keep it simple, man. You know, I've just gotten to the age where I just don't care about the negative and the blah blah blah. I just try and get it to roll off my back and just enjoy each day as if it were my last.
Beautifully said, and you do it beautifully, my friend. And of course, folks, don't be too upset if unless you want to be. I'm just not invested in all of that. If you watch it in social media, it's not worth getting rankled about. Just enjoy it, make fun, be silly, have a laugh, take some CBD, do the things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. And we're out of time, folks. I'll have a few more words for our friends watching on YouTube. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to those who make it possible. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.